Mark Scar on KIOW, proud to welcome in Ron Lewerke, Brit native, now resident of Florida. A lot of our listeners will remember Gray James. Well, they're going into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Labor Day weekend, and Ron is kind enough to join us right now. How are you doing, sir?
Mark, I'm doing great down here in Florida.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that was a wonderful thing. We're very honored. It was a surprise after 40 years or whatever to have that kind of happen to us. It was a real honor. We're super looking forward to going down there to Okoboji and going through this.
So Ron and Jim Surratt started this thing, what, over 50 years ago, right?
Wow. I was a junior in high school. Jim was a senior in high school. We were in a school assembly, and they were usually educational in nature. And this particular assembly, it happened to be a woman talking about multi-track recording for rock bands and stuff. And Jim happened to be sitting real close to me. And I think that to this day that him and I were the only ones really interested in that assembly. But we found a real love of music and, you know, hard rock in particular and recording and all that kind of stuff. So I already been playing guitar for a few years. You're talking, by the way, this is the early 70s. Mm-hmm. And I'd play guitar for a few years, and Jim, I think he bought a bass, or he might have already had one. Anyway, he had a friend who also played some drums, and the parents let us practice in their garage. So for about a year, we just kind of, you know, noodled around and kind of learned our craft and learned our instruments a little bit, played a few songs. And then upon graduation from high school, that's when we got a little more serious, and we upgraded our equipment and started trying to find actual band members that would want to do this trip with us. And we found Dave Lambert on bass. I happened to be watching him play at a music store in Mason City, and he was very interested, and I thought, okay, well, we just need a drummer. And he knew a drummer, a guy named Barry Sampson, who was our first drummer. And so we started practicing, and we got really serious with it, and we decided we had a direction we wanted to go, and we knew that one thing we wanted to do is put on a real kind of a concert in the local clubs and ballrooms. We wanted to have it be like a concert so that people could experience like a real show, not just, you know, guys playing in their jeans, that kind of thing. So we did that. We put together, we each had our own full Marshall stacks, and we got the clothes, and, you know, Kiss was a big influence on us. The band Angel was a big influence, so a lot of leather and black and that kind of thing. It was a real trip. We played the ballrooms and clubs all over the Midwest for probably a period of 4 years or so. And so that's basically the history of the band.
Talking with Ron Lewerke about Gray James, where did the name come from?
There's a funny story behind this, too. When we were originally looking for a drummer, we didn't have a drummer. Someone who knew a drummer from the area named Gray James. And we thought, okay, well, let's have him try out and let's do that. Well, turned out it didn't work out for some reason. He wasn't able to do it or whatever. But we kind of conferred and we go, you know what? He has a really cool name. So I think we'd like to call the band Gray James. And we talked to him. He said, yeah, that's fine. So it's based on a guy who is a drummer who never played with the band. I have to explain that fairly often to people why the name of the band was that.
Ron, when did you get your first guitar?
My first electric guitar was a 1968 Gretsch double cutaway. I can't even imagine what the thing is probably worth now. Played that for a little while, and then I graduated to kind of a Gibson Les Paul copy. And then from that point, I actually got a 1975 Gibson Flying V with the case in a music store in Iowa that was closing out, and only paid $350 for it. And that very same guitar on eBay now is going for about $8,000. So I really wish I had that guitar still. I kept that guitar for a number of years and finally sold that to a guy in Japan. So somewhere in Tokyo, there's a guy playing my guitar.
That's the guitar I remember.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That was a great guitar.
And then you were talking about rehearsing in basements. Whose basement did you rehearse in?
Well, we rehearsed in a garage. It was, initially, I gotta say, it was a friend of Jim's. He played some drums. We played in the garage, and we always had the door open. And I remember we have little kids riding their bikes up saying, hey, we heard you cleared out the high school playing guitar. And that was probably a half mile away. So we were just so proud of the fact that you could hear us a half mile away down at the high school. And then so that was the original band that we kind of just barely started with. I think we probably practiced in Dave Lambert's basement. At that point, it became just here and there. Whenever we could practice or a place we would practice, we did so.
Now, Dave and Barry, were they from Mason City?
Yes, Dave's both of them are from Mason City. And so basically, that lineup of Dave, Barry, myself, and Jim lasted about a year or two, something like that. And then we had a change in lineup. And so the final lineup, the lineup that was probably the most long-lasting, was we got a guy named Jay Sheehan on drums. drums, and we became a three-piece power trio. Jim took the place of Dave Lambert on bass, and he picked up the bass, the guitar, and Jay Sheehan was a drummer. And then we kind of really focused on the late 70s kind of hard rock stuff. So that was, I forgot about mention that before. That was the latest version of the band, and it's the one that stayed clear till the end.
Jim and Jay still live in Mason City to this day.
Jim actually lives in somewhere in the Denver area, Colorado. Okay. Moved out there a few years ago.
That's right.
Jay, I'm pretty sure, lives close to Osage. I think he's kind of been between Mason City and Osage. Dave lives somewhere around Ames, I think. Don't quote me for sure, but I believe it was somewhere in the Ames area. And Barry actually moved to California. He lives in Los Angeles, and I believe he's a movie producer. He's done a lot of shorts and a lot of movie trailers, so he's actually in the industry out there.
A bunch of kids from Britt, Iowa, and North Iowa get together, and they put together this massive PA stage show. Stage clothes. How did you get the money to do that? And did you make your own clothes? Did your parents help with that, or how'd that work?
Almost everything except for the PA, we made. We thought, well, we can't afford it. We're just, young, 18, 19-year-old kids. And we kind of figured out how to make our own. We'd find a shirt, like, at a thrift store and put, like, metal studs in it and stuff like that, and that sufficed for, like, a metal rock top. The drum platform, and there's platforms that ran underneath the amplifiers, all had metal flashing. I still remember riveting the metal flashing onto the front all the way around. We had a sign, a big lit sign, mm-hmm. and we made that, too. So when you make your own stuff, it doesn't take a whole lot of money, as long as you got the initiative to put it together yourself. Now, one thing, though, my parents did buy us our first PA, so I have to thank them forever for that. We didn't have any money for a PA. We didn't know what we were going to do exactly, and my parents said, well, what do you need? They picked us up a PA, so that's how it started.
We're with Ron Lewerke talking about Gray James going into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The ceremonies are September 3rd and 4th, and of course, then you went to places not only like the Brit Legion and the Duncan Ballroom and the Bancroft Ballroom, and I know there were places in Mason City, but you went all over the Midwest, I think.
Yeah, we started for a little while. We got in with an agency called the Marsh Agency up in Minneapolis, and they kind of had us all over the place, I still remember playing just over the border in Canada and Kansas and all over Minnesota. That was a real big area, and Wisconsin, and of course in Iowa. So yeah, our home base was the Mason City area. We definitely put a few miles on that old van.
So in 1981, that was pretty much wrapping it up, right?
Yeah, I think it was pretty much 1981. We felt like it kind of run its course, and so we broke up in 81. I immediately went into another rock band called Artist that was also based in Mason City, Iowa, and was in that band for a few years, and then moved to Kansas City and started another band called Big Richard that I was in for 3 or 4 years as well.
And you're now performing in Florida.
Yes, we moved here 8 years ago, and I'm a solo artist now. I do a lot of playing down in tiki bars, and I actually have a 4 nights a week on a boat. I play on a catamaran doing sunset cruises, and it's anywhere from Jimmy Buffett to Pink Floyd. I mean, I will go back and forth between acoustic guitar and rock guitar, and even though you'd think of it down here being like all island music, I get by far my best response playing stuff like Pink Floyd and all the classic rock stuff.
Well, again, congratulations, Ron. We are thrilled that you're going in, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Enjoy it.
Oh, thank you, Mark, so much. I appreciate it.
For Ron Lewerke from Gray James, going into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on Labor Day weekend, I'm Mark Scar on KIOW.